Good evening, guys. Welcome to another Thursday with Vintage and Vintage Heart. How are you doing? We are in the third week of December, which means that we are officially 1 week and a day away from Christmas. What? I'm not ready. I don't think anybody's ready. I mean, someone's got to be ready, but I mean, majority is not ready. Do you think you're ready? Ask yourself that. Am I ready for Christmas 2020? Huh? So you think you're ready, huh? Oh, but I don't think I am. I know that I am not ready. So ready, not ready has brought me to what I have decided to talk about on today's episode. Remember, like I do that, I say all the time, if you haven't listened to any of my episodes before, please try and listen to at least one before you go on with this. So if you haven't, you're in the category of haven't listened before, kindly pause this. Go back, listen to 1, 2, 3, you enjoy yourself, trust me, and then you come back to this so you catch on to what we are doing, right? So today, I've been thinking about it all week, how close we are to Christmas, and it doesn't even feel like it. I'm talking to you like, it doesn't feel like it at all, like nothing feels like it. It's just like everybody's still going to market, everybody's still going to work, everybody's still doing the same thing we've been doing since January. And it's crazy because I should be feeling some Christmas vibes. I haven't even left my house in 2 weeks and some days. I feel like I'm losing my mind without even realizing it. Like, I'm just, oh my God, I don't know. This week has been so crazy. I've just been thinking about it. Christmas is a week and a day away, and nothing is feeling like its usual self. There's no Hamilton. I'm not seeing any decorations. Even on the TV, there are no ads about Christmas. I mean, there are a couple, but they're not that much like the years before. So I am not getting that ginger, the vibe, nothing. Oh my God, I'm not getting anything. Well, I guess it's understandable, though, with the kind of year that we've had. I mean, it's allowed to just not be in the mood for Christmas. It's like 2050 is just going to come and go for some persons, and they're not going to feel like anything different. I hope not for me, though, because, I mean, Christmas is special, you know? I mean, every year it's been getting less and less hyped, but then it doesn't change the fact that on that very 2050, you're supposed to feel something good. You're supposed to, I don't know, feel something different from the rest of the year. It's worth it, you know, to just be alive 5 or 6 days away from the end of the year. And you know, it's just the meaning behind Christmas itself, all that jolliness in the air and the Christmas lights and decorations all over the place. And you can literally smell it. You could, I'm not joking right now, you could smell Christmas in the air. It's like, yeah, it's Christmas, you know, that's the usual stuff. But this year is like none of that is happening, and it's really sad, you know. But that's not what I'm going to today. I've been thinking about it all week, and you know, there are so many angles to everything, and this is not an exception. Celebrations on Christmas is not an exception for the various angles in life. So I was considering this, and you know, it happened, like, it occurred to me that there is an angle that, you know, is very, very prominent, it's very, very big, but we are just ignoring it. It's always being turned down, you know, always ignored and just, you know, played it safe or something. Like, you know, people don't just give it enough attention as it deserves. And that is the angle of the pressure that is on people, especially very, very close to Christmas like this. Like I said, we are just 1 week and a day away from Christmas. I haven't bought any Christmas clothes. We haven't gone Christmas shopping. There are no Christmas decorations in my house. Dude, I have not done anything for Christmas. So you can imagine when we are eventually a week away from Christmas, 5 days away from Christmas, 2 days away from Christmas, everybody's losing their minds. I gotta go there and buy this and do this and cook this and set this. It's always crazy. And I feel like, you know, that's when you eventually start to feel it. But then, like, you start to feel it, like the pressure, the heat, the stress. And I mean, those days aren't even funny, right? So that is the angle that I want to talk about on this episode. So today I'm going to be talking about a typical day in Nigeria, the pressure. So what is this pressure that I'm talking about, right? I'm talking about the rush, the headaches, the overthinking. I don't know, like anything that you can think about that, you know, is related to pressure. Like everybody is so hyped and running, you know, against time. Everybody is trying to do a million things at once at this period. You know, there are about tons of businesses and tons of promises and tons of things that you have to do. I'm not saying that you need to, and you just don't have enough time. As you're finishing this, there's this, and then there's this, and then, you know, there's actually the main Christmas to get ready for, you know. So it's crazy. I know that workplaces have to close at some point. I think about 2-3 days or even a week. I don't know how they do these things. I don't work, but they've got to close for the holidays. So everyone is really trying to just round off and round up, because brother, 2020 hasn't been a joke. So what am I going to be talking about concerning the pressure? I'm going to be talking about the effect that this pressure is having on people. People aren't even calming down at all. Like, everyone is so pumped up about one thing or the other. Like, there's no time to just sit. I know around this period, the traffic is not a joke. That is not smiling. It's so crazy. Like, you could go out of your house. You could leave your house to get somewhere, you know, by one. You leave your house by, say, five is too early. You've had by seven. You want to get somewhere by 12:01, and then you'll get into that place by 2. I mean Lagos Island is the peak of it. There are some places that you just shouldn't even dream or think about going to the spirit, because it's so crazy that you could sleep on the road that day. And so people joined with, you know, the stress that they're going through and having to sit in traffic for hours upon hours upon hours. I feel like everybody's mentally sick at this point. Like, there's just a need to just like pause everything, and like, everyone stay in your house for 24 hours. Just don't go anywhere, okay? Just calm down. The Christmas shopping rush hasn't even started. People are still drawing up budget, how much they're gonna spend, how much they actually have to spend, how much they've spent so far, and how exactly they're gonna get the money that they need to spend, because, well, the account knows how it is. You know, this year, like I said, has been crazy. So we are not exactly having the, you know, the most joyous time preparing for this Christmas. There is so much to be done. All right. So this pressure is affecting a lot of people mentally, emotionally, physically. People are slimming down, which is wrong. Why would you be slimming down a week to Christmas? What? I mean, it seems like on point, but it's wrong. Okay. This is the time to start getting in the mood. People are nowhere near getting in the mood. You know, there's so much work. Now, I have observed that people unknowingly are actually slipping into that state of depression. There are a lot of people that are just not, you know, they're just not fine. They can't seem to get the reason to just be happy. There's nothing to be happy about. There's nothing to just look at and smile. No cause for smiles, no cause for just simple happiness or joy or laughter. Is all work, or else, man, there's gonna be no rice for you on Christmas Day. No rice, no drinks, and that is going to be even more sad, you know. So it's got to be one of the lesser evils. So like I said, the effect of this pressure that you're getting from so many angles. Now, there's the obvious one. Everyone is not happy. There's so much sadness going around. People are even downright angry. There's nothing to just, you know, to just help you relax. There is so much. They need your time, your attention, your energy, and your effort. And there's nothing helping you to relieve the pressure, or just, you know, to just be relaxed or something like that. So people are actually being depressed and they don't know about it. People are sad. You could, you know, talk with someone and, you know, they're just, everything is just gloomy about them. There's nothing to smile about. There's nothing to be happy about. Really, everyone, it's like we're not just thinking of the fact that we are approaching Christmas. Like, it's, guys, it's Christmas. Like, jolly, ring a bell, you know, that time when you're supposed to like give gifts and smile and decorate your house and eat chicken. No, yeah, that's the kind of thing that is happening. Like, no one is feeling that for now. It's like we just need to get a billion things done, and then, you know, we get to Christmas by 27th. Yeah. Now, the second thing is that we are pretty broke. Mm-hmm. Alongside the depression and unhappiness and, you know, the downright anger, people are red broke. I mean, like, cobbler's broke. Like, no dime in your account. Empty pockets and empty wallets, like, nothing. That kind of, yeah, that kind of broke. Like, nothing to fall back on, nothing to even hold on to. And, you know, you're just, like, going with the flow, taking it a day at a time. Whatever comes, comes. Whatever goes, goes. And, you know, just when it's nighttime, you go to bed. And tomorrow, we start all over again. So, it's like, adding to that, no joy. We've got no joy around the spirit. Now, another effect of this pressure is that people are desperate. Yes, as you are rushing towards Christmas and towards the end of the year, there is this, you know, there's this mentality, there's this thought, there's this thing that we believe that we have to join the group of persons that post on the 31st, that despite 2020 has been this, or on the 24th, that despite 2020 has been this, we are still, you know, coming out good, we're still coming out great, and everything is just beautiful. Or fall into the category of the persons that believe that on the 1st of January 2021, that everything is going to magically fall back into place. We are daydreaming. People are not even being realistic anymore. People are being too hyped about chasing the things that their peers have. And everyone is just, I don't know. Everyone is just crazy at this point. Everyone is losing their minds at this point and they don't even know it. You know, there's so much business, so much drama, so much unhappiness, so much everything. There's too much of everything, man. And I feel like we just need to calm down. Yeah, there's need to calm down. And we're not getting enough of calm. There's not enough of calm in Niger at the spirit. I feel like that's just it. The pressure is not helping anyone in any way. I can't think of any way that this pressure is helping. And, you know, we're so used to this thing that we have to fit into the picture. We need to fit into the box that the society has created. You know, we have to go along with the rush, go along with every trend, just go along with it until you arrive somewhere and, you know, you're with the group and you're posting what they're posting, you're wearing what they're wearing, you're eating what they're eating, you know. So that's just the thing that is helping this pressure to even be more hectic on people. And it's been going on for years, and compared to the fact that 2020 hasn't been really easy and it's been the worst year I've had so far, it's really hitting home at this point. There are just 2 weeks more left in December. And each of those weeks, the Thursdays, are the eve of Christmas and New Year, respectively. Whew! Guys, it's really over. 2020, it's really finished, you know? Despite everything, all the months and all the phases and all the drama that we just sat through in this year, we are finally going to come to the end. And we're going to eject it from our CDs or our DVD or home theater or whatever it is we've been using to play. And we're going to break it and never repeat this year ever again. I mean, it will be even fantastic even whenever it refers back to it. Because, Jesus Christ, I have never... We have just been so strong, you know, because the kind of things that happened in this year, if we were told, even like, I don't know, a year before, a month before 2020, we would never have believed it. I mean, there's the 9-month strike. I wouldn't have believed that. I guess many people would, but I wouldn't. And then there's a pandemic that actually shuts the world down for months upon months. And then I don't want to talk about the millions of people. I mean, millions of people that lost their lives for different reasons. And then there was the SARS, oh my God, the SARS thingy that just wanted to blow up the internet, and so many things were just being brought to the public's eye, and many people were speaking up, and a lot of voicing out was done. And geez, as if that was not enough, so many more. I don't know what I'm not going to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it because I'm certain that you have had your fair share of, you know, trauma this year. So we are very good to go to just finish this year and move on. And I know that on the 1st of January, it's not like everything is just going to be as it was on, you know, in 2019, but at least this year 2020 would just not be mentioned anymore. I feel like that year, this the name 2020, the figure 2020 is just so polluted. I don't want to hear it. Like, there's so many bad memories as you. We've got just two more weeks in December, guys. We've got just two more weeks in 2020. We've got just 14 days, I think. Yeah, but point is, we did it. We pretty much have done it, you know? All of those months, all of those drama that we, you know, just had to sit through, we actually are just about to end it. You know, I believe that many things are going to somehow fall into place. I'm not saying all of it, but you know, places are going to open. I mean, I'm counting on schools to open. There's just a lot of things that, you know, we can look forward to come the new year, new start, and you know, just breath of fresh air, you know. But 2020 is almost over, so as much as you know there's a lot to be done, and you know, you're running from here to there, you just got to calm down sometimes. All right, we don't want to lose, you know, everything in the end, because you know, I'm just thinking about it, and a lot of people are still dying even as I'm speaking with you now. The accidents on the road, we just need to understand that we have the most valuable thing ever. All through the months of this year, we did not lose our lives, and I want to believe that, you know, we still have our loved ones, and you know, we just have something. We have that much, and that cannot be said for everyone. Okay, every single person felt it this year. This 2020, everybody felt it. The whole of the world, this planet felt it. Okay, so I'm telling you, you deserve a pat at the back. Okay, just calm down sometimes and just sit and just relax and be calm. Honestly, that's as much as I can tell you. Try and help yourself relax. Try and just be calm. You know, try and help yourself heal whatever it is that you're going through. Just give yourself time to heal. Help yourself, surround yourself with the things that you know are going to help you heal. Someday we're going to look back and it's just going to be a story to tell, right? So don't just waste it all dwelling on what needs to be done, what must be done, and forgetting to just enjoy the little moments, right? Those little things that we just seem to ignore. Those moments that make up the good things. Let's just remember that even as Christmas is coming, man, it's not the end of the world. Christmas is gonna pass, and we're gonna be faced with January expenses, and then there'll be February, and then there's gonna be another Christmas and another one. You know, let's just stop with this act of it's do or die. You know, just take it as it comes and try and make the absolute best of it. But don't just treat it like if you don't, you're gonna die or something. All right, that is my advice for each and every one of us. We need to start to be very conscious of our mental health and just try and surround ourselves with things that make us happy, no matter how little, no matter how busy you are. Just take our time to feel good. All right? Yeah, and also, I'm sure that by the time I'm making my next episode, we are going to be having a lot of jolly by then, because it's going to be Christmas Eve. So until then, here's what I got for you. Make sure that you enjoy yourself. Make sure that you decorate that Christmas tree before you hear my voice again. Make sure that you go Christmas shopping, and then you've got all your gifts ready. Because, I mean, you've got to give someone something. If you can. Trust me, if you can, give everybody something, no matter how little. Because everyone deserves a little bit of something. This year has been crazy. I cannot say it enough. All right, so if you can, it's all good. Be sure to make yourself feel okay. Have a good week ahead. Have a great week, and just chill and be good. This is why I say my goodbyes, guys. It's been one heck of an episode. I'm not even sure how I started. Oh my God. I mean, I just wanted to roughen it out, you know, like I am. I haven't just been thinking a lot. And I feel like once I just open my mouth, I am going to talk and talk and just not stop. And though it's not going to be a long chain of the same message, but you're going to get series of, you know, sense here and there. So that's the point. Talkative, I am a talkative. I remain a talkative. I wish to be for the rest of my life. Talkative with a lot of sense. I like it. I am enjoying myself. I am feeling so good right now. Each and every time I finish an episode, I feel so good, and I'm certain that you've caught up on that right now, because every single week I'm back here. I don't think I've missed an episode yet. Oh my god, I'm feeling so proud of myself. I feel so good. And just two more weeks, I hope that I am going to have the time to come on Christmas Eve and then New Year Eve. And I'm certain, especially on New Year Eve, there's gonna be a lot to talk about. And if you don't see me next week, that's probably because I'm decorating my Christmas tree, because I haven't even bought it yet. And you know, there's just a lot to do. I'm obviously lying, but you know, it's none of your business. So like I said, my goodbyes. I'll be back next week. Get yourself into that Christmas spirit, whatever it is that you gotta do. Kill a chicken or be a chicken, whatever. Just get yourself into the Christmas spirit, man. Is once a year, you get me? We've been through a crazy year, and now more than ever we need to celebrate and just let loose. Okay, so just spread the love, spread the vibe, and be good. I'll be back next week. Bye.